This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics. And the topic of, do you want my 20? I was sitting outside the barbershop a while ago and saw a boy reach down and pick up something off the ground. He looked at it for a moment and then threw it back down. A little while later, another person came along and inadvertently stepped on that little ball, stopped, looked at it, and left it where it was, and entered the barbershop. I got up and walked over to this wadded up, stepped on little piece of paper, and I picked it up and unfolded it to find that it was a $20 bill that was worn, muddy, and nearly unrecognizable. The bill's value had not changed. Because it was dirty and all wadded up, two people passed it by as if it was worthless. The value had not changed, but its condition had. The same is true for men. We've been wadded up and stomped on because of our own choices. Isaiah 59:1-2. There, Isaiah writes, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." In the parable of the prodigal son, because of the son's choices, his life had taken a turn for the worse, in which he was wadded up and stepped on by life. Luke 15:13-17. Many today look at themselves as worthless, just as this prodigal son did there in Luke 15:18-19. Compare this prodigal son with the Son of God in Hebrews 5:1-7. There God, because of Jesus' obedience, allowed Jesus to see the value of each person. In John 3:16-17, we learn that God so loved man that even though we had been wadded up and made dirty by our sins, he would still send the atoning sacrifice found in his own son. Man looks at himself and sees only what sin has created. God sees man's inner value and potential. Jesus asked a haunting question in Matthew 16:26. He said, "For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The answer to that question was speaking in Jesus Christ. You see, a man's soul to God was worth the blood of Jesus. Jesus states, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." To God, we are worth the blood of his own son, Jesus. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin thou hast no pleasure." Then said I, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldst not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Hebrews 10:4-12. the prophet Isaiah records, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53:4-6. God was willing to pay the sacrificial price for man's sin because of his deep love for us. But sometimes, even after one responds to the Father's call, life will wad up the Christian. Never fear. God still supplies us with an advocate. John the Beloved recorded, "But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." 1 John 1:7-2. The Father looks for the prodigal's return. Are you ready to come home? He's waiting for you to realize that only through Jesus' atoning sacrifice can you return to the loving relationship that you once enjoyed with God. Come home today. If you're outside of Christ, be baptized today for the remission of sins, and Christ will add you to his church. If you are in Christ but have departed due to sin, repent and come home. The Father stands at the gate and watches for your return. Luke 15:20. Want to thank you for joining us in our study this morning. We hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.